Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're talking about overcoming pride. James chapter 4, verse 6, he gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace unto the humble. God wants you to resist all the pride. Don't give place to that prideful spirit that wants to have attention upon self. Everything of pride is always going to draw back to doing whatever self wants you to do. I'm going to please me. I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about my accomplishments. I'm going to pursue my desires. I'm only going to think about myself. I'm going to exalt myself. I'm going to look better than someone else. That's what pride does. God says he gives grace unto the humble. 1 Peter 5:5, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Very important that we learn to be subject unto the elder, or the one who is in a position of authority in the church. Many people in Christian world today don't want to submit to church authority. I'll tell you, God has set those over you in the Lord, and you need to be willing to submit to church authority. Of course, you submit to the Word of God first place. You never submit to anything contrary to the Word. At the same time, you need to watch that you don't get a controlling, dominating, critical spirit, a Jezebel spirit, being critical of the pastor or critical of those in positions of authority. If you got a problem, you better go and talk to them. Don't sit there and have your negative attitude or go gossip and talk to others. That shows a prideful spirit, and you also be a sower of discord, which will make you an abomination unto the Lord. You need to submit yourself. If you got a question or a problem, you go to that person in authority and talk to them one-on-one. It says, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. We need to be subject one to another. Every one of us need to submit one to another and be clothed with humility. We're not going to be high-minded. God resisteth the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Let God do the exalting. Anytime you are exalting yourself, that shows pride evident in your life. Now, we've talked about Lucifer, who was the one who fell from heaven. Lucifer, the archangel who led the praise and worship of heaven, he's the one who rebelled and led those angels with him that rebelled against God. Now Lucifer, of course, kicked out of heaven, brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, and his name is changed to Satan, the adversary. What caused him to fall? It was pride. He said in his heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will. Everything was I and what I want to do. If you got this attitude of what you want to do all the time, and you're always talking about yourself, I will do this and I want to do this, this shows a prideful attitude. You need to repent of that. You need to find out, what does God want me to do? I'm submitting to God. I'll do what God wants me to do. I'm not going to have my attitudes. I'm not going to be set on what I want. I'm not going to exalt myself. I'm not going to want to be doing my way, have my way all the time. A prideful spirit insists on its own way. Instead, you ought to be ministering to others and yielding to others. Praise God. That shows a humility of spirit. Leviticus 26:19, I'll break the pride of your power. He says, I'll make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Your strength will be spent in vain. If you have pride, all your efforts will be spent in vain. You're not going to have the increase. You're not going to have the fruitfulness. You got to watch that mouth. Don't let that arrogancy and that prideful talk come out of your mouth. It is going to bring judgment upon you. you'll be weighed because of your mouth and because of your actions. They and our fathers dealt proudly. They hardened their necks. They wouldn't hearken to the commandments. They weren't mindful of his wonders. They refused to obey. They hardened themselves, and they were rebellious and disobedient. This shows a person who has pride in their life. You know, if you have pride, God's not going to respond to your prayer. They cry, but none gives answer because of the pride of the evil men. God's not going to hear vanity. He's not going to respond to the just things that you want. It needs to be in line with his word. The Bible says the pride persecute the poor in Psalms 10:2. We don't want to be one who persecutes the poor. We want to give to the poor. We want to minister to them. Don't ever be high-minded or look down upon them. But instead, you use what God has given you to minister to them in some manner. The pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Important scripture for you to gauge whether you have pride in your life. Is God in all your thoughts? This is Psalms 10:4. If God's not in all your thoughts, then guess who's on your mind? You are. You're thinking about self all the time. You're not seeking after God. That's the pride of your countenance. You're continually focused upon self. That is evidence of pride in your life. Very important we turn away from it. Psalms 119:21 says, "Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments." You err from the commandments of God when you don't do them, or you do them from a wrong motivation in order to please self. And the Bible says that the proud are cursed, and they're going to be rebuked. And the people that are of pride will even be used of the devil to come against you. Psalms 86:14, "The proud are risen against me. They're seeking after my soul." It says over in verse 69, the proud of Psalms 19, it says, "The proud have forged a lie against me." I tell you, when the proud are used of the devil to come against your soul and forge lies and speak negatives against you, you need to keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't decline from the Word of God. He says, "I'll keep thy precepts with my whole heart." Keep your eyes upon the Lord. The proud will try to come and oppress you. But I'll tell you, if you keep your eyes on the Word, keep your eyes with the Lord, they will not get through. They'll not be used of the devil to bring destruction. You know, there's six things the Lord hates, and one is seventh an abomination, and the one that leads the list here on these six things is a proud look. You can tell the prideful person, just look at them. You can see by the attitude on their face, it is going to be evident. And that seventh thing is he hates those who sow discord. It is out of a prideful spirit because they're wanting to have their own way. They cause discord. They're critical. They're fault-finding. They're judgmental. They cause strife. And pride is the root behind it. Proverbs 8:13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." Pride and arrogancy, that heads the list. God wants you to turn away from it. You should hate pride. You should hate arrogancy. You should hate the attitude of what I want all the time and thinking about what I want, focused upon my way, insisting on your own rights all the time. Proverbs 11:2, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom." Pride comes, and then shame is going to come. Proverbs 13:10, "Only by pride cometh contention." Pride brings contention. Only by pride comes that contention, that strife, that argumentative, that discord, disharmony. I tell you, when you walk that way, you are going to see much destruction come. Remember, it's going to bring shame. In fact, the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. You're going to be foolish in what you say. You're going to get your foot in your mouth. You're going to cause all kinds of dissension and problems in relationships. And pride is the root behind it. Proverbs 16:5, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord." God says you're an abomination to the Lord if you have pride. Pride goes before destruction. Proverbs 16:18, it will cause a fall in your life. You know, it's time for you to turn away from pride. Proverbs 28:25, "The proud heart stirreth up strife, and a man's pride shall bring him low." Chapter 29, verse 23. God wants you to repent of that pride and turn away from it in your life. This pride needs to be dealt with. It talks about in Jeremiah 13:9 about how the pride of Judah, the great pride of Jerusalem, the evil people that refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, they walk after other gods to serve them, to worship them, they shall even be as this girdle which is good for nothing. He says those that are full of pride are good for nothing. That's a heavy statement, but it's true. If you have pride. You're not submissive to God. You're not doing what God wants you to do. You haven't humbled yourself. You're not hearing His words. You're walking after the imagination of your own heart. You're walking after your own God, serving whatever you want and worshiping them. We need to turn away from pride in our life. It says we've heard of the pride of Moab in Jeremiah 48:29. He's exceeding proud. His loftiness, his arrogancy, his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. This needs to be rooted out of your life. In fact, in Ezekiel 16:49-50, it talks about the iniquity of the sister Sodom. What was the iniquity of Sodom? Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness. She didn't strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Instead, they refused to, and that's because of pride. And so what happened? Because they were haughty and proud, they committed such great abominations because they were focused upon self. Pride will deceive you. Pride deceives a person. Obadiah verse 3 says, "The pride of thine heart hath deceived you." If you have pride in your life, it will deceive you. You've got to turn away from it. You know, Nebuchadnezzar, what happened to him? His heart was lifted up, his mind was hardened in pride, and he was deposed from his kingly throne. He lost it. He lost it because of pride. Pride goes before a fall, and you will be brought down. I tell you, we need to turn away from it. This pride's coming from within. You know, it's out of the inside of a man. That's what defiles a man. And pride is one of those things that come from within. We can't allow pride to operate in our life. We've got to turn away from it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Don't be high-minded. 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life." Don't have that pride of life. That pride of life, it's of the devil. It's not of the Father. It is of the world, and the world is run by the god of this world, the devil. The Bible says the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, and also that pride of life. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You should humble yourself and do the will of God. Turn away from that I attitude, from always thinking about me and my accomplishments and talking about what you want, and submit yourself to God and start ministering to others. Humble yourself. Be clothed with humility. God will honor you and exalt you in due time. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close